Well, Mark, it's almost time. Olympic Games 2016 in Rio, Brazil. It's your first Olympics. You're set to take to the track in and around the 11th to the 12th of August, but I'm sure now, a couple of weeks out, the excitement's building for you.
Yeah, it's what I've trained for over the last 4 years, so the excitement is culminating now, and yeah, I can't wait to get out there and try to produce that best version of myself that I've been training for all year.
Has it been a long 4 years for you, Mark?
Well, there's been a lot of championships that I've been proud of and a lot of ups and downs throughout, a lot of bumps in the road, but, you know, the journey itself has been, you know, very very rewarding, and, you know, I've got two team medals to be thankful for, and, you know, I've been looking to grow on that this year. Unfortunately, I got the injury, but you know, I'm still going to go out there with all the confidence that ever since that injury, things have been going well for me. And, you know, the journey so far has been very good.
Yeah. Just before we touch more on the injury, and you just missed out by 0.17 of a second, was it, in London, which was huge disappointment in 2011, 2012 for you. So there was a huge determination after that disappointment to make sure that you were going to build towards Rio.
Yeah, 17 hundredths of a second away from getting on the plane, but, you know, these things happen. You just have to put it behind you and focus on what's next. For me, it was Rio. And, you know, I put a poster up in my bedroom wall back in college that year, and it was off Christ the Redeemer, and I focused on that. Nothing else was on my radar at the time, and gave me hunger and desire to get back out again and train hard. And I put the spikes on a month after that and got back into the hard training. So it's been a long way since then, but it's been worth it.
Yeah. Let's look at your preparation this year. You mentioned the injury there. When you get an injury at any stage, it's worrying, but it's even more of a concern when it happens to you in an Olympic year.
Yeah, definitely wasn't ideal. I got injured at the start of March, right before I was meant to go to the World Indoor Championships, and I was in great shape. I ran well on the circuit in Birmingham and in Dusseldorf. So it was a huge disappointment at the time not to go there. And getting the injury obviously disrupted that layer of training that I was putting down at that time of year. And I missed 3 months of training essentially with it. So there was that worry there that, you know, I wouldn't be able to get back to my 145, 144 shape for the Olympics. And, you know, if it weren't for the support of everyone on my team, that would have been quite difficult, because there was a great period I was planning, put in place by my coach to try to get back into good shape for this time of year. And, you know, the rest of my family, friends and all the sponsors out there. So, you know, big team effort to get back to competing at the high level, and thankfully there last week I was able to go out to London and you know, be competitive with them lads again.
Yeah, it was a big week last week because you were involved in two international races. One was in Hungary on the Monday evening, and then you went nearly 2 seconds quicker in London on the Friday. So all that hard work after the injury from every corner of the team around you all paid off within a 5 day period.
Yeah, I mean, I was hopping on and off planes there, up and down like a yo-yo, but you know, I think in Hungary I was a bit tired, it was a bit flat, and then I had a few days rest before I went back to London, and before the race the coach just said, you know, you're in 145 shape, you proved that in your first race in Belgium. And yeah, I just had to stay positive and realise that, you know, it's there, and I just have to try to get it out of myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, great relief to go out there and to get back. Just being competitive with them guys again.
Let's look forward now to the games, and speaking to Irish Athletic Team Manager Patsy McGonigal before he left as well. We talked about different issues that are things that could be issues in Olympic Games and how it affects athletes. And he did say that it can be a scary time for athletes. And obviously you're going out with the team, and you'll be in action a lot later than some of the athletes. So how are you dealing with how do you think you're going to deal with the pressure of being out there? And what have you been doing in recent weeks and months sort of to allay those fears, if any at all, Mark?
I'm actually quite lucky. I've got a good support team, and I know I keep harping on about that. I really mean it. I mean, there's guys there I get to talk to, like Tommy Lester in the Sky Academy, and he's been to Olympics before, you know, managing and competing, and, you know, he's just there telling me the Olympics, okay, they come around every 4 years, and there's a lot of hype about them, but it's the same competition as the World Championships, and if you think like that, I think it's much easier to control the emotions, and that's obviously the big challenge with an Olympic Games is emotional control. So for me, it's about treating it like any other World Championships, and I think that's probably the best approach to bring to it.
Yeah, and obviously you have to manage championships as well, and that's another thing that Patsy touched on. Do you feel now in your athletic career that you're at the right stage to manage big competitions, because you've won medals at big competitions, Mark, in recent years, and you've come up through underage competitions as well. So managing your schedule and your performances is going to be key for you to get your own best performance out of yourself. And is that something that you're quite comfortable in doing now and managing big competitions?
Yeah, well, my own personal aspirations grow as I, you know, compete at these competitions, but all I can do is focus on bringing my best to the table, and it's all I focused on throughout the last 4 years. It's just producing the best version of myself, and there can be a lot of things that frustrate you in the sport, even outside of my own control, and yeah, that's frustrating, but what's even more frustrating would be if I knew I didn't produce that best version of myself on the day. So for me, that's my priority, that's my focus, and I'm doing everything I can to make sure that, you know, I bring that to the table when I get out there.
Yeah, where do you think your best performance could get you in Rio, Mark?
You know, it's quite hard to say. I just need to be able to say that I've done everything that I can in my power, and that I've, you know, given my best race tactically, and I've done everything in my training to produce the best version of myself, as I said, because that's all you can do. That's all that's in my control.
Yeah. I know, speaking to you a couple of months ago when you were back at an event in St. Eunan's, and we talked about how you relax and mentally how you prepare for different things, but reading was a huge part of your life, and that was one of the topics that was in discussion that day at St. Eunan's. What are you reading at the moment, which would sort of encourage you to bring out your best performances, and what sort of books or other avenues are you taking on at the moment to increase your mental strength ahead of Olympic Games?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of reading a lot of running related books at the minute. Books like Anatomy for Runners and things like that. So nothing overly fascinating about any of the topics there. But it helps me kind of relax and gives me a distraction. And that's important for me. You know, I think I race better when I have something else to do besides training all day, because when I train all day, there's no kind of there's no release from that. Whenever I'm working or studying or reading, whatever it is, the running's that release at the end of the day for me, so it works well.
Yeah. And do you take advice from other experienced athletes who have been to huge competitions? Yes, you've been to World Championships and Europeans, but not in Olympics before. Have you talked about games to other athletes that have been there, Mark?
Yeah, so one of my mentors is Darren Campbell, and he's an Olympic gold medalist in the 4x100 metre relay, and he's an individual silver medalist over the 200 metres, and Darren's great because I can ring him up if I'm injured and ask him how to, because Darren pulled his hamstring a week before he competed at the Olympic Games, I think in Sydney or Athens, and I remember him telling me that he was told very small chance that he'd get back racing for the 200 metres in 2 weeks' time, but there was a chance, and he just grasped onto that chance, and he did everything he could to stay fit. And he says, you know, that's your challenge now, is just finding ways to keep fit. And once you're able to get back running proper, it's about finding a rhythm, but that'll come back pretty quick. So when I heard that from Darren, it gave me good hope, because he's been there, done that, you know, had a hurricane of injuries thrown at him, and came back out 2 weeks later to actually medal at the Olympics. And what's great about getting advice from Darren as well is he's a championship performer. So his advice always carries a bit more weight. You know, he never actually broke 10 seconds of 100 metres, but he was able to actually medal at World and Olympic level. So, yeah, I've gotten advice from Darren. I've gotten advice from Tony Lester, who I've just mentioned recently. Mm-hmm. And a few of the other past Irish athletes as well.
This Sky scholarship has certainly been a huge factor in your development since you signed up with them. And not all athletes get a chance to be part of the Sky scholarship. And do you feel lucky in a way that you are part of that? And maybe at times, does it give you a slight advantage over others?
I'm definitely very privileged to be part of the Sky family, because it's support outside of the normal financial support that a lot of sponsors give, and it just helps me develop as an athlete and as a person, and both are very important. And as I mentioned, getting advice from people like Jesse Ennis, from Chris Hoy, from Darren Campbell, like, you don't get much better than that, and it's been huge for me in terms of building my confidence and bringing the right approach to training. And yeah, I count myself very lucky.
Yeah. Listen, we're talking here the day before you're about to board a plane to head to Frankfurt, which will then go to São Paulo and then on to Brazil for the Olympic Games. It's sort of a bit like the night before Christmas, is it, Mark, when you're a young child, because this is what you've been dreaming of for a very, very long time.
Yeah, well, like, I remember back in my old primary school, Woodland National School, watching Samuel Sullivan compete at the Sydney Olympics in class. We were all watching it. And I think there was some kind of a desire born that day that I always wanted to go to the Olympics eventually. So, yeah, it's always been a dream of mine there. And it's great to be realising that at the minute, because, you know, there are a lot of bumps along the way, and it's just good for starters to actually be at the Olympics. And as I said, I want to bring my best there when I get there.
Well, Mark, just finally, are you more determined now than you've ever been in your athletics career ahead of Rio?
Yeah, well, the Olympics is obviously the pinnacle of any athlete's career, so that adrenaline rush is certainly going to be flowing when I get out there and I'm competing against massive crowds, in front of massive crowds. So, yeah, it's going to be probably the biggest occasion, one of the biggest occasions anyway for me. And, yeah, excited for it.
We're all excited for you too, heading to Brazil, Mark. This is going to be a wonderful experience, and we wish you all the best. And we're all sure back home here that you're going to put on the performance that you deserve after all the hard work that you put in over the course of the last 4 years. The best of luck in Rio, Mark, and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks.